Monday, Shirin Tzubis. So we ended up last time with a rather mechudishtika concept, which is that sometimes things are on hold, and when they're resolved, that the legal status, legal I mean halachic, the halachic legal status is wait and see, on hold. And you'll end up with what we called leosman, mikana lahabla mafreya, because that's the nature of wait and see. In other words, so right now, let's say, I'm talking about Geirei Arayos, so it's possible that right now we'll deal with them as Geirim, and if they have children, they'll be Jews, because right now that's the matzav. But the, like, sort of like in the back of our minds, just to be magshimit, we're waiting and seeing. And if ultimately there's a demusion, I mean, the best raya to this is that there's a mandiomar kusum geriyema saying, even though at the end it says they made them into goyim because they found the demusiona. You can't make a Jew into a goy. You can't. Elamai, it was always unclear. This is what it seems to me. It was always unclear. And that's why to me we could have a shita legabe. They were mechuyev in mitzvahs, but you weren't allowed to marry them. Because...
Why would it go back multiple generations?
Who?
These ones were pot worshiping you. Why does it go back...
Adarava, thank you. That's another raya. Because it was... It wasn't as if now it's huchlat, and then, oh Lord, we found the demusiona. It was always, there's something, I can't put my finger on it, but there's something fishy about these kusim. And therefore, when they found the demusiona, they assumed, they were allowed to make the assumption that, like, hochiach sofo al tchiloso.
The Yeshua says, I think,
yeah.
It's maybe the same idea, but not. The Yeshua says in the name of his Rebbe, Magine Shlomo, that they were suffering. And the Akiva Eger also says the same thing.
Yeah, well, that's certainly, yeah, but that's not enough to say the suffix. Why? Because when you say the suffix, then when the suffix is nisbarer, so then it should be lamafreya. If you have a suffix and the suffix is nisbarer, then the beer should be lamafreya. And again, there shouldn't be a mandiomar kusim geiri emesain anymore.
That's regular, Rashi. Regular goyim because right. They would move Rashi more from Rosh Hashanah than regular goyim.
Okay, that's Rashi Shita, as I say, yeah. But you see, it's not a normal suffix because you see, afterwards, when it was Nisbara the way it went, even like the man that Makusim Geri Emesay, so they became Goyim Gemurim. Anyway, I wanted to bring a Raya. I mentioned there's a similar concept that I came across in Yavamas. And it is a mechudishtik concept, so I'm taking the liberty of going to Yavamas and showing you Kemat Beferish and the Rishonim the type of this concept. The din is, what we're talking about is a Yavama, well, her husband died, and there's no children. Now for the next 3 months, and then he may have done chalitza. You're really supposed to wait 3 months to make sure she's not mu'uberes. But he didn't wait 3 months. And he did either chalitza or bia, even. And it turned out she was mu'uberes. And it turned out, and then the vlad was a miscarriage. It was not a vlad shel kayom. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that a chalitza done in the period when she's mu'uberes is a good chalitza, now that it turned out that there was no vlad. Igloy milsom afreya, the Gemara says. Reish Lakish holds the chalitza is no good. The chalitza is no good. The bia that you did then is no good. If you boil her, you're not kain her, again, even if it turned out there was a miscarriage. But you don't get kares. That's what's weird. That's what Tosfos Kasha is. According to Reish Lakish, the bia is not a bia shal mitzvah, but there's no shvar. So now, the Gemara says, my time at the Reish Lakish. Well, what's Reish Lakish's reason? So the Gemara says, Iba Yosei Mekra, Iba Yosei Mesvara. Yes, Svara. Iba Yosei Mesvara, because Reish Lakish says, you don't say Tiglu Milsa L'Mafreya. You don't say Iqbal Milsa L'Mafreya. So Taisus asks, why not? Well, the Shas was saying it was also not fair. Why aren't we saying it here? So Taisus says, the Hocha ains a suffic roi li his barer achshad. To ef shor leida ho asidos. So I believe Taisus is saying that this is, we know Hamatsu, she's Mulberis. And Mulberis is, maybe he'll say nowadays not, but Mulberis is, well, even nowadays, Mulberis is, you're waiting to see. You're waiting to see what's going to happen. And you don't know the future, you don't know if it's going to be a viable child or not. So then, that's what, Gwai Milson Lafreya Tyson says is, when theoretically you can really find out now, except you didn't, or you couldn't, or you didn't bother. Then you find out later, so you say, well, this is Freya. But this is something that inherently can't be known now. So then, so you don't say, well, this is Freya. So that's... So what is the matzav now? So you can't be chalitzah, so for taisa, so then if you're chalitzah, you should have to bring a korban. You should be chayav chatos. You should be chayav koros. If the matzav now is one that you can't be miyabim ha, you can't be chayavitz ha, because it's... So Taisus answers, because Taisus tushtel, because she's on hold now. She's not, she's in the twilight zone. According to Reish Lakish, she's in the twilight zone. And that gufa, what's the other Gemara's teretz? It's a kra. Ubein ein lo ayin olav, and this is ayin olav is the lashon the Gemara uses that even if his grandchildren, like any kind of son, patnas from even any kind of child, patnas from even ubein ein lo really with an olive, but the drasha is ayin olav with an ayin, like look into it, search for any like vestige of a child, and you won't have to make even. So that, so Taisa says, wait a second. So then why can't she go get married Lashuk? If this is called Ayin Olav, so then a Mu'uberes should be able to get married. She should be able to go out Lashuk. Just like the other Ayin Olavs, which include grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whatever, or Psulim, even a Mamzer, it's all Drosh Idol. So Taisa says, it means Ayin Olav, that she should wait. Lo tachvot v'lo tinose, tol shaman shol medes b'sofek. So what you see from these is that Reish Lakish holds. So again, what's weird about Reish Lakish? You have a Mubaris, right? You have a Mubaris, and you a Chayotzer. So if you're Chayotzer, it's no good, because there's something doing. I and all of you have to wait and see. She's not ready for Yibun. You have to wait and see what kind of child she has. On the other hand, she can't get married Lashuk. It's not enough of a tour that she can get married Lashuk, and it's not enough of a tour that you're Eber Eishasach, if you buy a lot. So, and it's described as Ayin Olav. It's described as wait and see what happens. So, to me it's clear, and the Gemara's Lashon is, you don't say Yiglay Milsalam Afreya. And Taisus explains why not. Because you're talking about something that inherently is unknowable, and people don't know the future, so it's inherently unknowable. So
how would that be applied today, though? I mean, because you can tell.
No. We're talking about the viability of the child. We're not talking about Zohar and Akeva. We're talking about the viability of a child. For that, you have to know the future. In fact, it's funny you should mention that. In Medrash, I just finished the Medrash. So the Medrash says the Medrash lists three or four things that Hashem kept out of the realm of people knowing Yom HaMisa, when a person's going to die, lots of things, three or four things. One of the things is you don't know if your child's going to be a Zohar or a Kehla. So the person asked me, like, should we handle this? Nowadays you could know.
Not always. They make mistakes.
Okay, that's what he asked me. Should we say that even nowadays, but they still make mistakes? Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That was the question. How should we deal with it? I'm not saying it's an unanswerable question. The question is, how should we deal with it?
The question could also be, at what point? They don't know right away. It takes, I don't remember how long, but at least a month or two or something until they can see him.
I gave a different answer. I mean, it's not an answer. The question of how to deal with it. I said we should deal with it by saying it's out of the realm of normal human knowledge. Okay, you can take extraordinary measures and you can find it out, but the average person still doesn't know. You have to go take steps to find out. And Taka in China, I said, look, the Medrash is right. You should say, when they find out, and it's a girl, then they kill the child. So you see, Hashem was right, that people shouldn't know about it. So, right, that's one of the reasons is because it'll upset the equilibrium in the world. The world is considered to be halachically 50-50. Scharim and Akevus.
It's pretty close.
What?
And it's pretty close.
We don't know. Look, at no point in time is it 50-50.
Right, but I'm saying it's
always that's very at no point in time is it 50-50 in terms of if you count people, but that's not the point. The 50-50 of the Gemara of Chazal is in the Teva HaOlam. In other words, in terms of prediction, in terms of what you would assume a child is going to be. So that's 50-50. I don't think anybody says. In other words, any statistic that is not 50-50 is only it's not based on anything. They can only say that nowadays, if we took a snapshot of the population of the world, so it's, let's say, 52% one way. But that doesn't predict what the child's going to be. It's like the old flipping the coin thing, right? It's always 50-50. Because in the Teva, it's 50-50. And the Gemara, when it talks about Machzor Schorim and Machzor Nekevos, L'gabi Tziruv to a Svek Sveika, and L'gabi creating a Svek Sveika, that's usually like a Yibum, creating a Svek Sveika. So it means in the Teva, what's built into Teva is that it's 50-50. There's no kasher. It's like if you flip a coin 10 times and it comes out 10 times in a row on heads. It doesn't change the reality of Teva that it's 50-50 just because
statistical probability spells it out.
There's no probability for the 11th time.
No, not at all.
Right.
It's just 11 times in a row, your probability gets longer that it would actually not be an 11th time heads in a row.
If you say it that way. Yeah, but right. If you say, what will the next coin toss be, the answer is 50-50.
Right, yeah.
Each one is 50-50. Anyway, getting back to this, you're talking about Zohar and Akeva, that's what it reminds. I said to deal with it by saying it's not within the realm of normal human knowledge. And Hashem had a good reason for not making it in the realm of human knowledge. You know that. The fact that you can take extraordinary measures and go find out, I don't think is a steer to the measures.
If someone wants
Hashem
to
was Megala. It's like saying, Hashem, like, you guys are youngsters. But when I remember very well the first time they walked on the moon, Neil Armstrong, everybody was like, I don't even know what year it was, I'm too old. Everybody was like, it was a very, it felt heavy. I couldn't care less. I thought it was a big joke. I said, I don't see the difference it makes to anybody. So, right away, everybody gets all excited. What are we going to do about Kiddush Levana? It says, and they're changing the Musa, and they're writing articles in tradition, And then there was no RJJ journal then. They're writing in tradition, and then, in the normal human experience, you can't touch the Levana. The fact that you go up in a rocket ship and touch it now, like this. So what? It's called extraordinary measures. That's all. Like saying, the normal human experience, we don't live on the moon, we live here. You can take a rocket ship and walk around there for a week, whatever. So what? It doesn't change. Hashem definitely made the world that you can't know if you're having a zohar and a keva. I don't think the medrash doesn't mean like, it would be like totally impossible to ever, I don't know, the future you could also know. You could find out the day you'll die. You go to a Ov of Yadoni and you ask and you'll find out.
Somebody decides to commit suicide, so he knows when he's going to die.
No,
he's
not
going to
know
if it's a dream.
I jumped all over.
Anyway, but here we're talking about viability, which you certainly don't know. But anyway, this is why I was arguing that here you have such a concept very, very clearly. A concept called the legal status of on hold, different than every suffix. Every suffix. What? Right. This is a certain, a very unique type of suffix where legal status is given to the matzav of it being a suffix. And therefore you don't say, Tosfos explains the Gemara, that's why you don't say Gloy Milson Afreya, because you can't know the future. So this is something that's unknowable, and therefore it has its own unique status. It doesn't matter if it's boy or girl. We're not talking about the brother. We're talking about the wife. So she has a boy or a girl. The only thing that matters is if she has a viable child or not. The question of boy or girl is if the mother of the deceased is pregnant. So is she gonna have a brother? Is she gonna have a yovel? Right now there's no yovel. So that's a regular suffix. The only thing that takes this and gives it a unique status is the pasuk of Ayinot. Otherwise, maybe, I don't know. See, that's already getting into the kishkas of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Iboy Yisei Makro, Iboy Yisei Masvara. So that means that the Svara part, the Gemara thought that this status is a pure Svara. And the Iboy Yisei holds that you need a pasuk to create such a status. That's what I think is pshat. Otherwise you would just call it a regular suffix. You wouldn't assign this type of suffix a unique legal status. But see, for that you need a pasuk.
Yibum could be created by the baby. In other words, the mother of the deceased is pregnant, so there would be some sort of...
No, the din is you don't have to wait. Adar Rabbah says, Shesachav Shlohayo Balamo. You can't be miyabi. But this case is if she goes to Medina's Hayom and she was pregnant when she went and now it's a year later. So now you do have to assume, so that's the question. So usually you're mitzaref, the machzis chorah machzis nekevos, with the miut mapilos. And you say there's a role that there's no yovel. Okay. Now look at Tosfos by Kusim. Tosfos, we're going to talk about the psul kusim now. Why are kusim considered psul? In other words, we're going that they're geri emes, but they're considered posel. Now that you can't marry, they're considered posel. There got to be a certain dinim. The imtaymar came. The imtaymar. Around the middle of Tosfos, there's a small aleph, I think, next to the Biyum Toymar. Maybe that's only in the Vilna Chodesh Gemara. Biyum Toymar, the Mandilma Perkas, or Yuchsin, the Psul Kusim, Bishum the Ebed Vishim Chonitmu Ubehad. Because you can't marry Kusim. Kusim, you can't marry. So the question is why. So in the Gemara Kiddushin, there's a Mandilmar because they weren't careful about their marriages and they intermarried. So any given kusi could be an eved or a shifcha, but you're not allowed to marry. So Chazal asked marrying all the kusim even in Hilchos Sveikas is probably a miyut, but because of the suffering,
including all their descendants.
Yeah. Now Tosfos says, "Amay yesh for knas." That's why you can't marry them. So why is there knas? But it's clear in the Mishnah you can't marry them. The Mishnah puts them together with Mamzeres, Nesina, and Kusis. So why is there knas? Name Allah, I see Raya de la Shivcha at Ushkili. You go prove you're not a Shivcha. Meaning your mother's not a Shivcha. In other words, any given Kusi could be an Eved or a Shivcha. Any given Kusi was born to a mother, we assume. This status of whether or not you're an Eved, a Shivcha, is determined by the mother. A Jew that has relations with a Shivcha, the child is either an Eved or a Shivcha. So any given Kusi, we're afraid, what we're saying is the Chashash, just to put it in real terms, is that his mother was a Shivcha.
So we make automatically that?
So automatically any Kusi that's born, we say is an Eved or a Shivcha, because his mother was a Shivcha. That's what would make him an Eved or a Shivcha, his mother being a Shivcha. So he's saying, I see, and then she's a Shivcha. Now here we're talking about a girl. We're talking about someone who was Ma'anis. So we're talking about a girl. So I see Raya, bring a Raya to love Shivcha at. You're not a Shivcha. Ushkili, it's like saying, I'm a Shivcha Vela Varaya. Shmuel, the Yomar, and Hokum Mamma, Nacha Haroiv. Afila Larav, Idiozel Il Gabor, if he went to her, Havale Kavua, the Hokum Kavua, Kamach Salmach Sudomi. That's places kasha. Now, regarding the first kasha of Ein Hocham Mamon Acharov, a very famous flaw that we have to see now, or at least you have to have me tell it over to you. The flaw is actually on Daftes Vav Amud Beis, the first parak. But the Gemara talks about finding a child in the street, and it's a suffix, you don't know if he's a Jew or a guy, a foundling. More talks about if the city is Rov Yisrael, and if the city is Rov Akum, and Legabe Wadinim, we have to give him back an Avedah. He grows up, and he's Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, because maybe he's a Jew, but you don't have to give him back an Avedah, because Ein Hocham Lomen Achar Rov. Right? There's all sorts of issues. What?
Inside the city, out of the city? Like next to the city, or in the city?
I'm not aware.
Where they found the baby.
Because Kavua?
Yeah,
well, they know it came from this city. They know it came from this city. So now, it's a famous Yisrael of that floor. Everybody brings it down. You have to know it. Here. Places the real mask of Lake Smith. I'm looking for Yeshua.
I
learned that from Sukkim. He should be allowed to see Allah do now. I learned that from Sukkim in the Sechas Kiddush in the third paragraph.
Like you say, it's after the Father, just things like that.
Shave it's after the Father, but Jewishness is after the Mother. I mean, it's psukim. We could philosophize a little, you know. We could talk about something of such. That's already the mahus of the person. The fact that it was an uber in the mother's womb and really grew inside the mother, and is a piece of the mother. Even though I know there's a shaila of be yerushim, not yerushim, but I think lagabi yuchsin, it makes sense that. It was such an integral part of the mother that we just, whatever the mother was, it is. That's what it seems to me, but it's all psukim.
It's easier to say, you know 100% who the mother is. It could always be a suffix with the father.
give a reason why the Torah would have done it. Anyway, the Gemara has a lot of issues. If you give back an Aveda, if you mazik them, if they mazik you, to the Haflah as a Yisod. I'll leave you at you, sorry. V'nir Lani is died. Says a Yisod, that when do you say, on Hochem Amaman Acharov, when the only Shiloh that's cropped up is the Shiloh Lefanecha, the Shiloh of Mammon, or do you have to give back the Aveda? So even though on Pirov you say they're Yidden and they're acting like Yidden, but ain't Ochem Amaman Acharov. But he said that's not true. And Ochem Amaman Acharov is only when that's your only Shiloh. But if Rove already determined that someone's a Jew because of a myriad of other halachas that it was no geya, and all those other halachas Rove said he's Jewish, then you have to get back an Aveda. You don't look at each thing in isolation and reinvent the wheel and start saying, oh, is he a Jew in Ochem Amaman Acharov? But once he's a Jew because of all the other things, then this follows along. For Menir Laniyos Daiti, says the Haflah, even the Ukma Toiral Aroid, the love Treifa, he's bothered by every time it is a shadow of Mominus. So how do you know it's your father? How do you have to give the father Maya Kesef by Moshe Shemra? Maybe it's not her father. And it means in other cases, the Maya Velodo certainly. She says because if in Kol HaTorah Kula, for every other area of the Torah, the person has a certain status, so you piggyback on that status. You don't start saying, oh, the Hachzal Al-Vidah, so that's already Mominus. That's already an Ochem Amaman Acharov. You don't say that. But here with is a larger issue. So the Haflah asks that on our Tosis, because our Tosis is not like the Haflah's Yisod. And the Haflah is so unconvinced of his Yisod that he asks, he says he doesn't understand Tosis. What do you mean in Ochem Amaman Acharov? What do you mean in Ochem Amaman Acharov? We already have Paskin that she's a, you know, that it's a Chashash Shivcha. And when it comes to Mitzvah, she's a Yid. So when it comes to the Mammon, you'll just buy into that. And you'll just go along that track. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. So, I mean, the Tosis in both places is not like the Haflah. So you gotta think the Haflah's wrong. Not for me to say if he's right or wrong. Like upon him, there's a very famous Haflah, which the Achrayim all assume is true. Like it's a very logical Yisod. That if something was Ogapaskin with Rove, like I'll be all your other dinim in the Torah, so now when it comes to something where you need Rove, you're not going to step back and say, okay, this you can't learn out. He's a Yid, he's a Yid, he's a Yid. You know, his meat's kosher, and you give back an Aveda, and you have all these things, and then you say, oh, no, wait a second. Like, he can't keep... It's not like that. Now, I don't know if he's saying it in Svara. How are you saying it in Svara?
But in each case, you have to sort of decide what's the main subject. In other words, you have two overlapping subjects, right? You have, like, say, Mammonus and Ishus. Or Mammonus and Ezekiel. I mean, Ezekiel and Ishus.
Yeah.
You have to sort of decide what's the bigger issue.
Yeah. I mean, many, many times values clash. And you have to have a psak halacha. Sometimes a psak halacha will tell you which value you should pursue and which you should just give up.